Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Hello. Today we're dealing with the subject called The Authority of the Believer once again. We're doing part five from a seven-part series, and today's topic is called Who We Are in Christ Jesus. We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and it reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is born again, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This scripture is basically saying if a person has received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and asked God to forgive them of their sins, they become a new creature, new born again. That means that their spirit man goes from sin to righteousness, and the Holy Spirit is the person who does that. The scripture further says all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. What that's saying is the old sin nature has died. The desires of the flesh, of the lusts and the pressures that come from the world, they no longer have that person. The person is now seeking the things of God. The old sin nature of the person has been replaced by the righteous nature of Christ Jesus in and through the Holy Spirit. And we have the nature of the Holy Spirit within us. While God renews our spirit in righteousness, God says that we are to renew our minds by the washing of the water of the word, or have our minds transformed by the word of God. This is our part, not God's part. But as we go into renewing our mind to the way God thinks, then the Holy Spirit works with us to help us renew our thinking to the way God thinks. Through Jesus Christ, you have an inheritance. And we go to Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. And it reads, "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us to the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." This scripture clearly says that we are partakers in the inheritance of the saints of light. Through Jesus Christ, you have inherited his power. We go to Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. Reading from verse 9, "For in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is head of all principality and power." This scripture is saying that Jesus Christ is the head of all principality and power, of all spiritual powers. We also learn from scripture, the Bible says that Christ is in us and we are in Christ. The Godhead bodily is within Christ Jesus. Therefore, with Christ in us, the Godhead is also within Christ within us. And the power of the Godhead through Jesus Christ is in us and available to us as we move in authority in the name of Jesus. Let us now go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and it reads, "And raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." If Christ is in you, you are in Christ, and Christ now sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven. So therefore, we sit with Christ in heaven, in heavenly places, as Christ sits within us or stays within us. I'm speaking spiritually here, not physically at this point in time. Through Christ, we sit in heavenly places. We go to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 to 23, reading from verse 20, "Which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him whom filled all in all." And also through Jesus, we become his body. In Christ you are overcomers. We see this in 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Reading from verse 4, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he who believes Jesus Christ is the Son of God?" That's talking about a born-again believer. They overcome the world, what's in the world, that is the negative things of Satan. They overcome those problems through faith in Jesus Christ. In Christ, you are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. And verse 21 reads, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Through Jesus Christ, you have been made kings and priests. We see this in Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, reading from verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins with his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to God and Father, to him be the glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. This scripture has said through Jesus Christ, he has made us kings and priests. Through Jesus Christ, you have authority over Satan and his demons and all of his works. We see this particularly in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. And Jesus said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. This scripture clearly shows that Jesus is giving or allocating his power to his disciples and the people who are working with him. In Christ Jesus, you have authority over sickness and disease and over the curse of the law. We see this in Mark chapter 16, verse 18. And it's talking, Jesus is talking to his disciples and says, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Here we see in this scripture that Jesus is giving his authority to his disciples to go into the world, lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. This is defeating Satan's work of sickness and disease. We also see in Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, where Jesus said, all power and authority has been given unto him in heaven and on earth. And this power is transferred to his believers today, or the born again believers. You have authority as in Christ Jesus over the wind, the trees, death, and the sea, as Jesus did. John chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works then these will he also do, because I go to my Father. In this scripture, Jesus is clearly saying, what I have done, you will do, and even greater. Let me go to the full scripture here, John chapter 14, verses 7 to 14. This is the Father revealed. Verse 7, if you have known me, you have known my Father also, and from now on you will know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who lives in me, or dwells in me, does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Verse 12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. In this topic, who we are in Christ Jesus, it's all about Jesus Christ putting his authority back into the hands of the believers, and then commissioning the believers to go into the world, to lay hands upon the sick, to cast out demons. What does this mean? In Christ Jesus, he is saying, go into the world and establish the kingdom of God. I give you power. I give you authority. I give you my name. I give you the Holy Spirit. I give you the angels. And they're all waiting to serve the believer to extend and expand the kingdom of God on the earth. Who you are in Christ Jesus, I think, is a very exciting subject, because you're reborn and Christ is within you and you within Christ. Thank you for being with me today. The next audio coming up will be part 6 of the 7 series, and it will be on the subject still of the authority of the believer, and it will be confessions. As a believer in Christ Jesus, you're born again by the Spirit of God, you're a new creation, and you have the authority through and in Christ Jesus. So I encourage you to exercise it now. What you confess, you will eventually possess with that authority. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.